Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Joining me in the studio tonight, all the way from Argentina, Nahuel Fisano. We're going to kick things off from the latest from friends of ours. This is Love Honey with Feeling No Way. That was Feeling No Way. That's the latest from our friends Love Honey. Oh, Oh, that's not supposed to be playing right now. We're going to actually hear about that in a little bit. Here we go. That's what we want. It's a live show, everybody. Things happen. I am Rachel C. You're listening to Here and Now. My guest tonight is Nahuel Fasano from Argentina. But first, let's talk a little bit about some things that are going on around town, in my town and in yours. Here and Now celebrates live performance culture. It's the show where people come on the air to make art live on the radio, because going out and seeing live art is important, I feel. So I'm going to tell you about things you should go out and see and do, because I want you to go out and do the thing. Tonight, if you are so inclined, after Here and Now, the monthly installments of Kevin Geeks Out are back. I have to make sure I mention this one because this month's installment, Kevin Geeks Out About Punks, which sounds like a lot of fun. This is going down at the Nighthawk Cinema, 136 Metropolitan Avenue. But one of the guests he is featuring on the show is Radio Free Brooklyn co-founder Robert Pritchard. So shout out right there to Robert Pritchard and Kevin Marr, who's doing the Kevin Geeks Out again. It's a really fun, interesting series. Kevin Geeks Out on a topic, and it's every month, and it's a really well put together thing. And it's at the Nighthawk, where they have decent food. So go check that out, either tonight or next month. All right, this Saturday, February 24th, around the corner at El Cortez, 17 Ingram Street in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York City, Amy Rigby and the one and only Lenny Kay are performing. Also, coming up next Thursday, it's the first Thursday of the month. You know what that means? Time for RFB Presents. That's Radio Free Brooklyn's monthly showcase of local bands. This month features Thurston Ray, The Lord Calverts, and Dietre, who will be releasing a video, and we're going to hear some of her music later on in the program tonight. Go check that out. That's over at the Well over on Musserall Street. $10 gets you world-class talent and some cool stuff. So definitely go check that out. All right, so my guest tonight is from Argentina, but his music set could be from somewhere a lot closer. We were just talking about that while we were prepping a beforehand before the show. First of all, thank you for making this a stop here. We know you're here visiting New York, but you made it a point to come into the station tonight and sent us really fun, great music our way. How did this all get started for you? Not just the type of music you play, but getting involved in music and kind of being professional about it, recording all these albums. You have four so far, so you've been at this a while. How did this all get started?
2012. That's when I decided to make my own music. I mean, just recording my own. I've always been playing with bands, you know. I've written songs and as well as playing with other people's, you know, just contributing to other right. people's songwriting. But that's when I said, okay, I'm going to do one album just for me. It's going to be that album, and that's it. I'm going to prove myself that I can do it.
Right.
Just write my songs, put an album out, and that's it. And I end up doing two more, and then I have an acoustic album that's what I'm going to be playing today. So sure. Songs from that, which are the same songs from the previous albums, but they're arranged so that they work on one acoustic guitar and
right.
harmonica.
Right. You one of the albums
my English.
It's okay. You'll excuse my Spanish if we try to cross over here. It's fine. You sound great, and don't worry about it. You have one album, I'll contrast two of them that I've listened to in full, Americana and City Lights. They're similar, but the City Lights is kind of the more recent thing. It's kind of a plugged-in version of...
Yeah, I wanted to get a little bit more extreme without going extreme all the way. It was I was tired of the country music scene in Buenos Aires and mm-hmm. being related to that. So I said, okay, I'm going to start with a punk rock song, which is called I'll Do Anything. I'm going to get distorted guitars. I mean, I'm going to erase every country influence. That's it. That was it. It was like going... It's like the Ramones used to do, you know? They cut all the guitar solos just to get to the fun part, you know?
Right. Phones. And they kind of... Well, when they started, they didn't think of themselves as punk. It was just kind of wound up that way. It was rock and roll to them,
yeah, I believe.
They wanted to be like the Beach Boys. They wanted to be a little bit more poppy.
In fact, the records are more poppy than the live performances.
Yeah, I agree. So. I think they actually sound, and compared to other bands of their time, much more pop and even radio friendly.
Have you seen the Ramones? Yeah. I believe so, right? Have you seen the Ramones?
Yeah, yeah.
Many times.
Well, I'm not. I didn't get to see them in person, but I've seen plenty of footage, old concert footage. I'm a big Ramones fan, so
kind of grew up around all that. So
it's big in Argentina.
It's big in Argentina. They're big everywhere, as they should be. there was actually an exhibit at the Queen's Museum about them last year.
I know.
That was actually really great. It's not just the music. They had Arturo Vega working with us on them. The ephemera, the logo became so iconic. They did visual stuff also. Like, we would call it merch and complimentary stuff, but they kind of made it its own art form, the look of everything. You know, this the album artwork was on another level. All the merch, their logos, the ephemera, the posters, everything was on a whole other level.
I've heard someone that this is the most famous logo that a band has ever put out. The Ramones is the more recognizable logo around the world.
I believe it. I completely, totally believe it. But so sort of naturally segueing into a topic I definitely want to talk to you about is country music and outside of the United States and in Latin America and South America specifically. I'm not sure everyone is aware that there's countries' influence has reached well beyond
there's a country music scene in Buenos Aires where people, like I told you before. Most of the bands, they play just cover songs. That's what they do. I mean, 80% of the bands play cover songs, and there's 20% of the bands that they write their music, which are the ones that I really like, because otherwise,
right,
to me, it's pointless.
Did you find, is it
to me, it's pointless. I mean, yeah. Just to me. I mean, to me, it's a waste of time. I mean, if you want to do it, that's okay.
If you're trying to learn the playing technique and style of something that is a little different, learning to play other people's songs just so you learn is I think
at the beginning thing. That's okay. So you and it's a good way to find your own identity.
Yeah,
by playing other, and then you just move on. You know, when you need another song, when you need to learn another song in order for you to have like a longest set list. I believe that's when you need to write your own. When you need to go and set for another song, okay, just why don't you sit and write your own?
Right, interesting point. Is it? Again, so there is a scene, an interest in country music, at least in covers in Argentina. I noticed in different parts of the world, and I know there was I read something late last year that there was one company out of Memphis, which is sort of seen as like the hub, the heart of country music, in this country. Not just what we think of like contemporary country, but bluegrass, Americana. You know that.
Yeah, I love
that
bluegrass.
Sort of, yeah. There's actually a push to market the music and set up tours and sell and stream albums and in other parts of the world, mostly English speaking parts of the world, because it's presumed it would go over. But do you think is the language barrier a thing with country music? You know, no. Don't care. They just love like the way it sounds.
They just like the way it sounds. They like to dance, the line dance kind of thing.
Okay.
And some people sing in Spanish.
Yeah,
they sing country music in Spanish.
Yeah, because I know your recordings, at least the stuff that I've heard, is all in English. Is it?
I don't believe it's at all country music. I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
But. Yeah. Okay. On that note, do you want to play something for us, or you look like you're ready to go?
All right, I'll play Slippery Ground off of Americana.
Okay.
Just to say, it's cold the air that I'm breathing, it's hard the ground that I'm in. You keep your head underwater and don't expect me to drown. You play with fire till you're number one, then what it is that I've got. Coming up from the other side of town. cry if you see me out walking under the rain. Just look away if you're willing to start all over again. Coming up from the other side of town, 1 million stars. Coming up from the other side of town, I hear your thoughts. So take me down where the skies are yellow. We'll spend the night just singing alone.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Sleeping Ground. That's off the Americana album. So that's actually a really good example of some of the music that you have on that album. So how did you kind of discover this genre of music, which, I mean, the sort of Americana, sort of like classic country sort of music?
Well, I've always been, well, generally, I mean, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. Willie Nile is my favorite songwriter. I was with him the other night. It's great.
Oh, you know, great. Willie?
And Sheryl Crow, I really like Sheryl Crow, Joan mm-hmm. Osborne. So it's basically the Wallflowers. I believe, you know, what I do is a mixture of all of
you're referencing...
And the Ramones, pop, always the Ramones.
Always the Ramones, of course. Always the Ramones. That's going to be the new catchphrase on here now. But you're talking about acts that are like, were kind of seen as pop, but were known internationally. So that's it's sort of like finding that sound in popular music.
And Argentina, I mean, everything that you hear right now, I mean, they are popular. They all come there to play. I mean, I saw Bruce, I saw Bob Dylan. Had to come here to see Willie, but I did. Sheryl Crow, she played with Sting. I mean, they all...
Right, well, I mean...
They're big there.
Yeah, really. It's... And Buenos Aires is tremendous, so it's...
And now there's the internet, so...
Yeah, so it's that much easier. But were you hearing, like, that sound in the pop music? Did that, like, lead you kind of further back historically, like, to artists like Johnny Cash and...
Yeah. Well, I have a friend in Buenos Aires who used to live here in... New York City. His name is Lisandro. We did like a country duo. We had mm-hmm. a country duo, and he introduced me to country music itself. I mean, I didn't know. I've only known country music, you know, westerns, the TV, spaghetti,
western stuff, right?
So he showed me, you know, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. Then I had a friend who passed away, who had a restaurant, who cooked, you know, this Southern American barbecue stuff.
Oh, the barbecue. There you could have a difference in flavoring of barbecue town to town, within a region, within a state,
I'd love to go on a tour and try all the barbecue.
Yeah, it's there's South Carolina barbecue versus North Carolina barbecue versus
Texas. So
which
one's the best?
I don't know. Whichever's the spiciest is going to be the best.
I agree.
Yeah, I like sriracha. We like it that spicy.
I love Tabasco and all that.
So. Yeah. I knew a guy who used to drink hot sauce. Oh, we have a collection of it at home. I'm going back to Austin, Texas in a month or two for a music festival, and I'm looking forward to walking into the hot sauce stores. They have hot sauce stores.
I've seen one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't enter because I thought I was going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Really, I really love that stuff. So.
New Orleans is like that also. You walk in and it's like...
I love to go there.
Yeah. Like, oh, man. You need to like go on a diet 2 weeks before you go to New Orleans and just prepare prepare yourself. Anyway, getting off on a tangent. So the food, the music, and so I guess this sort of music you were writing. You're speaking English. You're writing in English. Have you written or recorded in Spanish, or what was?
No,
the,
never. I mean, what? I had a band when I was 18, and we recorded. I mean, we didn't record it, but we play in Spanish. I'm not going to tell you that I haven't thought about it, uh-huh, just to write it and sing in Spanish because I live there, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, I don't even like the way it sounds. So, and I believe that, you know, rock and roll is from the States, from...
So you're writing it in English, yeah, in English, in the language.
I don't care what everybody has to say. I don't care.
So you're just writing it in the language you've heard, at least heard it.
It's natural, really. I mean, it's natural to me to write a rock and roll song in Spanish. That's the thing.
Okay.
So it just comes naturally.
It's very interesting. Just a quick reminder to everyone who's listening on this lovely evening, or less than lovely evening here in New York City. It's pouring out again. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or you want to catch the whole thing all over again, tune in this Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time for a rebroadcast. This will be up on Podomatic midweek next week. And I remind you to flirt with the donate button. We're a 501c3. Get your write-offs on. Support independent, freeform, commercial-free, farm-to-table internet radio. So you had some more music you wanted. Do you want to launch into another song?
All right.
Okay, we can do that now.
I played Just For You from Arikana as well.
Okay. Noel, it looks like he's just ready to, like, play.
Yeah.
Now.
Take me back, like an ocean spinning around, like a current heading all the way down south for you. Did you never seem to try, Daddy, so clear? Riding storms and fading roses, all fainting lights, we're on again. You cannot start a fire inside of me, yeah. The shining stars will be falling, baby, expecting money, prayed for. Spinning around like a current, heading all the way down south for you. One friendly face upon the ceiling, a broken path becomes your way. Inside a reckless crowd, they're singing songs so free. It's cold outside, the rain is falling. You seal your trap. Got you wasted. It's the finest days you've ever tasted. Take me back, like an ocean spinning around, like a current heading all the way down south for you. Take me back, like an ocean spinning around, like a current heading all the way down south. On the ridge would hand me down, soaking lies, leaving trails from inside out. All the lies from your eyes glowing on the steel. You're running out of time. Take me back, like an ocean spinning around, like a current heading all the way down south. Take me back,
That was great. That was Noel Fasano on Here and Live, Here and Now with Rachel C. live on the program this evening. Thanks again for coming by. I hear those American rock influences in that one. That had that drive to it. That, you know, and it's just I can really hear these. Each album seems to have a little bit of a different personality.
Well, that's great.
I appreciate it. But like I think the last two seem to really kind of shift a bit. But I mean, in a good way. Yes, of all. Do you feel like you're just going to keep as your songwriting style and appreciation evolves?
I have another one written already.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's different. Yeah, I believe it's different. It's more mellow. It's more. I've been listening to Tom Petty a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because he sadly passed away, but because I've always been listening to him, and I believe this time it showed in the songwriting, so it's gonna be a little bit more mellow than City Lights.
Okay. If I get a little to record bit more. It, I don't know. City Lights isn't exactly mellow by any standard. I encourage everyone to listen to that. So if someone wants to listen to your music, we know there's Bandcamp. You're on Spotify also.
Yes, well.
Are you on iTunes? Are there hard copies of things are just streaming at this point?
I got a copy for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We'll keep that. Gifts, yeah, Radio Free Brooklyn.
No, it's basically iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, Facebook, and whatever.
So we can hear what you've been doing with music, all the things you've recorded. So can you talk to me a little bit about you've had some bands that you've been a part of and you kind of struck out on your own to write and record the songs. Have you performed them? Done a lot of solo performing yet?
In Buenos Aires, my songs?
Yeah.
No, anywhere. Or twice. The thing is, I play with other people there. I have a regular gig with these guys Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's like a job, you know?
Yeah.
I teach guitar. I play with other people. I have friends before my play live, but the thing is I don't play my music because I don't like the way things are being handled.
Really?
So I decided to just, I mean, if I have to play for free, I'd rather stay home and do my records.
Okay.
And that's it. Why would I bother, you know?
Do you ever think, like, what would you like to see happen with this solo material? Like, ideally.
To me?
Yeah. Like, what would you like to see happen with it?
I just want to be able to keep doing it. Yeah, as long as I'm able to keep recording on my own, being able to mix my songs, mm-hmm. As long as the songs keep coming, you know.
Yeah.
And keep. I mean, that's it.
Right. That's the whole point. Just keep making art.
Right. At the end of the day, yeah. I mean, if you can, at the end of the day, it's like you're just you with your pillow. I mean, if you're not happy with what you've done.
You can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and go, okay.
I've done, you know, what I wanted to do.
I did what you got the music out of you, the creative thing that was in you. You got that out, and you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm an okay person. I didn't like sell my soul to, or, you know, didn't sacrifice integrity of my art for, you know, and that's something musicians and artists of other mediums everywhere, I think, feel when it's that whole, like, you know, they're walking the line. They want to be able to pay rent and eat. And live, but then
I mean, I'm okay with having another. I mean, if I have to play another kind of music to,
also making the art, you know, so I think that's been a common theme and a common thread. What kind of things are what on so the way things are being handled in Buenos Aires, you mentioned, what are some positives about the music scene in Buenos Aires?
The positive thing, I mean, we have really good recording studios,
okay?
Yeah, that's one positive. Was positive things. I have friends who I believe they're really good musicians, which I have the pleasure to play with.
Mm-hmm.
That's another positive thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't know.
It's hard to do. Like, I guess it's the way the management is structured. It sounds like in Buenos Aires, it's not necessarily
that,
for live performances.
You have to play.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Well, The closest thing to that in New York would be sometimes there are things called open mics or where, but right. But you might pay. When you know I came up on that scene, I paid like $3.
I get what you're saying. So, yeah, everything works like an open mic.
Yeah, okay, there. But the that's higher the fee probably.
Unless you're popular.
Okay,
but popular. I mean, what you have to draw like 5,000 people.
Or, yeah, sometimes you might keep a percentage of the door, a percentage of how many
not
people.
Either.
Yeah. Wow. Is that something that you see in New York a lot? Or, how much you earn will depend on what the ticket sales look like or the bar
makes. Maybe I'm wrong, but my feeling is that in this city, you can be a musician without drawing a big crowd mm-hmm. and still be able to pay the rent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can still make a living, a decent living, yeah. humble or whatever. Down there, it's impossible.
Wow.
No way. It's like I told you, you have to draw like 5,000 people.
Well, 5,000 is a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, most musicians here have to have some other kind of form of income. If you're lucky, you can maybe work in a related field, like you're teaching music lessons, or you work in a studio.
A studio, right.
Or maybe you work in a venue.
But still, you can make some money playing your own songs.
You can, yeah.
Well, down there,
the 5,000, wow, that's like a lot of revenues in New York don't hold like a fraction of that. You're lucky if they hold 500. So they have to structure it a little differently. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. My guest this evening is Noel Pusano. I think it might be time to take a little music break here. I wanted to play something off of one of your albums. And I also wanted to play something from Dietra. She is premiering a video at the next RFB Presents. March 3rd, is it? Or 2nd? Something like that. I can't remember. So we're going to take a little music break. Actually, what should we play from you? Should we do I'll Do Anything or House on Fire?
Let's put I'll Do Anything. Yeah.
Okay.
It's more,
I'll Do Anything.
Since I'm playing the acoustic guitar, let's
right. Followed by Living Again.
Did I lose anything but fair? I wouldn't mind your words and lie this time around. Every chance you've got to stop and spend it for
we're back. I'd like to remind you that if you miss any of tonight's broadcast or miss or just want to hear the whole thing all over again, tune in Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a rebroadcast. This will be up on Podomatic mid next week. So, Nahuel, we wanted to talk about, and I think this would be interesting to talk about, musical influences. You were in town to see a specific artist also.
Oh, yeah. Willie Nile, yeah, he's great. I mean, he's my favorite songwriter ever. Since I discovered him like 5-6 years ago, he's been my favorite.
So like, what you want to talk a little bit about his influence on your art and sort of?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When you listen to someone, and inevitably it is going to show on your music. So
I agree.
Yeah, I went to see him, and it was February 17. I think it was like last Saturday on Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The place was used to be called Mexicali.
Okay, okay. I think I know the place you're talking about.
And some girl was supposed to open. I believe her name is Jessie.
Okay.
And she canceled at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to open for him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're here on vacation, and like you're playing the old Black Fender. And so he's like,
yeah.
What was that like? Also, did you have to like scramble and go, I need a guitar. I need this. Were you able to come up with all that?
Yeah, it's good. I like
it. No, but I mean, for the other night, were you able to
Willie's guitar.
Oh, he let you use his guitar.
That's
great.
The thing about Willie and the guys, they're so humble. They're really kind-hearted people. I mean,
that's beautiful. That's when people reach that level, but they're not.
No,
they're approachable.
No. They're not like that.
They're really, really humble.
They've been really supportive.
That's great. That's fantastic. You came to watch the band, and like, oh, then you get to open with that. This got to be like a dream come true, like a kind of a surrealistic kind of experience.
It is. I mean, it's gonna dawn on me when I came back. Because now I'm just here, you know. And
this is last night, so you're still coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, now that's a story. I came just to see a band and I wound up opening for them. That's a beautiful thing.
It was Johnny's idea with Johnny Pisano, with same last name as me.
Right.
He's a Willie's bass player.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that suggested that I.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Him. Willie said, yeah, the venue said, yes. So.
That's great. So, surprise pop up. Performance from Noel while you're in, and you went to Jersey too. What are some other things that have influenced your songwriting? Not necessarily. I mean, we know talked about bands like the Ramones, Johnny Cash. What other? Is there anything outside of music that influences it? Like any life experiences?
Yeah, anger.
Any anger? Really? Yeah. Wow. So just that emotion in particular.
Yeah.
It's an energy charge. I guess it charges.
Yeah. Even I mean, when you're happy, if you're happy, I mean, I don't write songs when I'm depressed. I'm not that kind of person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to be in a good mood to write a song.
Right.
I mean, but anger, yeah. I used to play in a heavy metal band when I was a teenager, so I got a little bit of that.
You got that we're going to ride this energy wave and make rock and roll kind of a... That's interesting. Do you think it ever... I don't want to say, is that a healthy thing? I want to say, like, what is that like? Just, I mean, do you just let the anger come, or do you have to channel it if you feel like you're writing, or does it always?
Oh, leaving back when I leave.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so easy.
No. It's I'm like glad right you there. Got a break and came
you,
to
you
New
turn
York.
On, you turn on the TV for 2 seconds, and then you got a song.
I turn on the news for 30 seconds, and I could have an album. This is the United States, man. Like, it's the tragic. The tragedy that is the state of affairs in this country is just, but at least we have rock and roll. At least we have some music to get us through. On that note, would you like to play us some more?
Yeah, well, speaking about anger, can I curse?
Oh, yeah, this is internet radio. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, thanks. Well, this song is about the media in Argentina, and maybe you can relate to this. I don't know.
Maybe. Let's find out.
It's called Masters of Deceiving.
Stars. Watch what you say, nobody asks you for the things you think I need to know.
till everyone else will break down. All hail the masters of deceiving. I was right, this television sucks. Who gives a fuck about that old screen? And besides, I hate to leave down south. Though I know you will die in the long run, and may God have mercy on your soul. Oh, what a cute, pathetic bastard. Your mom is a motherfucking whore. You were caught in a stream. And what's more, here you come. You sleep, I'm wide awake. I won't hear a word today. You'll lay my single trip. I won't buy none of this. No matter what you say, I won't hear a word today. Today. Just say.
Is incredible.
Thanks.
Thank you for that. Wow. Yeah, I can relate a little bit.
Okay.
We have a country where there was a yet another tragic school shooting and students protested and they were accused of being like paid actors. I'm insulted every time I turn on the television. And you don't want to just turn off the TV because you want to know that this is happening, because you want to be aware of things and that are happening in the world, and also your government. Your government is responding appropriately or not, because we have a responsibility to vote them into office or vote them out. But yeah, at a certain time, the point is like, can something normal happen again? We don't have normal news anymore. There is no normal. There is no normalcy anymore in this country. So we talked about musical influences. We talked about, what are some contemporaries of yours right now that you're listening to? Is there anyone who's like other musicians who are out now?
You mean contemporary? I mean, not like these legendary people.
Maybe there are ones I'm thinking of anyone who's listening
Green
right
Day,
now. Like,
does it count?
Okay, have to count Green Day.
Yeah.
No, I was wondering, because if someone's listening, sitting back home listening right now and going, wow, I really love what I'm hearing. Who else?
I forgot to mention. Izzy Stradlin is one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
He used to play with Guns N' Roses. Uh-huh. He's got 11 solo albums that nobody knows about.
Oh, who is this?
Izzy Stradlin is the one who wrote all the songs. So
wow,
you should totally check him out.
Izzy, yes, Izzy.
Come on.
Yes, Izzy Stradlin. Yeah, Izzy wrote a lot of GNR's music. I don't know if people realize that.
No, nobody knows that. I believe that the guy's getting the credit that he's deserves nowadays because of the internet and people discussing things on forums and stuff like that.
Right.
And there's more information out there about who wrote which part or which song.
Yeah, and there's a basis, like a basic folkness to some of the, you think of them as being hard driving, like rock and roll, but some of the songs, especially some of their later material, it's a little bit more underproduced. It's broken down a little bit. It has that kind of sound.
His style is really loose.
Yeah.
It's kind of Stonesy, you know, the faces.
Yeah. He was their rhythm guitarist. So he played really well. Yeah, and he kind of faded into the background sort of guy.
He wrote Don't Cry, he wrote You'd Be Mine, Pretty Light Up, Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, Mr. Brownstone.
All that?
Yeah.
Was easy.
So. Yeah, that's incredible. So Izzy Stradlin, another influence. But if someone's listening to your music and it's like, wow, what is he listening to right now? Is there anyone contemporary that you're listening to right
now?
Not really. So we just want to throw it back.
Yeah,
that's all right. Know your roots.
I don't know.
Guns and Roses. Maybe. You talked about.
Well, the Wallflowers, they're contemporary.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Sheryl Crow as well.
Yeah. You mentioned Bruce Springsteen. That's interesting because he's had such a long career, and what he does now or his later things is very different from, I mean, he was...
Well, one of my favorite records from Bruce is a record called Magic, and it went out 2007. So
yeah,
it's not,
he did that, and then he did Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, like, of course. Those two are great.
His 70s stuff, he was really kind of experimenting a bit and having a lot of, he had a big band. E Street mm-hmm. was kind of a large group of people, and a large group of people to try and coordinate also. I've seen Bruce perform. I know a little bit about the guy for other reasons. But what he did was a little out of the norm. And you couldn't help but hear the blending of the different music. And, you know, he cites Elvis as like an influence. And I don't necessarily hear Elvis in his music.
Maybe when he does these big numbers live and he starts, he fools around with the crowd.
Yeah, the showmanship of Elvis is there, but it's I mean, one of your largest influences in your sound and someone being an artist and in their art, you might not always hear it off the bat in their art. So that's that. I invite you all to stay tuned and keep listening to Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. He goes live. He's here. He's setting up. If I sound like I'm pausing a little bit. Hi, Tom. How's it going? So what's on the horizon for you now? You have another album written. Do you have plans to record it?
Yeah, if I can, yes. You never know. So hopefully I'll get it done. I don't know.
And I wanted to, as we kind of wind things down now.
I don't know when. Because it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and these are not like LPs. These, everyone, I encourage you to check out Nahuel Pisano on Spotify. On Bandcamp.
That's right.
iTunes. And iTunes as well. Really good stuff, but a lot of material. There's you could like spend a weekend listening to your albums.
Nice. Yeah.
You seriously could. I've been like finding the different tunes, and then you sent me some stuff, and it was like I just kind of like crunched it all in. I'm like, but what really impressed me was I was hearing two very different albums that were from the same artist,
and they're not that far away apart.
But they're not. No. And yet, that's really good. I feel that's a sign of really good songwriting when a good, well-written, well-structured song can sound like many different things.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for making it a point to make me and Radio Free Brooklyn and my show part of your visit to New York City. Best of luck with everything. We're going to close out on something called from the Americana album, right? Fade Away.
All right.
Have a wonderful evening, people. Rebroadcast Sunday at 9.
Taking